Good morning.
All right. Tell us about the Toyota 4Runner, the Limited you had.
Yes, it's the limited trim level. Now, all the 4Runners, I'll say, come with a 4-liter V6, four-wheel drive, et cetera, USB audio. Yeah, so they're pretty modern as far as that goes, but they're also tanks. They're also boats, but they'll probably run forever. I mean, my son just bought a 10-year-old one, and actually, I drove it for about 5 minutes yesterday. We swapped and just, to see what the difference would be. And his was the sport model, which, of course, the words sport and Toyota don't belong together, but it was amazing. That I enjoyed driving his 10-year-old one better than this limited, just because it felt tighter. Now, people aren't buying 4Runners because they want to carve apexes on the roads with them. You know, they're buying it because they're great. They're great for off-road. They're great for snow. They're great for hauling stuff.
Yeah.
And that's not going to change with this 4Runner. It is actually an excellent vehicle. The one I had started, well, it was the limited package, the 5-passenger. You can also get a 7-passenger one. And it sells for about $47,680, which is quite a bit of change. It is. But look at it this way, too. You're getting a vehicle that will probably outlive you.
Yeah. I just love the look of them and the amount of clearance that they have underneath them.
It's just amazing. My big problem with it is getting in and out because, of course, my legs barely reach the ground. And the limited package gives you a set of running boards. And I found that that actually made it worse for me because then I'd bash my head on the top of the door frame getting in. There's just no pleasing some people.
Well, Mr. Bean, tell us about the Volkswagen Golf GTI that you had then.
Brand new for 2015. It's a new generation of the GTI and of the Golf, as a matter of fact. I don't know how many generations this is, probably 700 or 800. And anyway, the GTI is the hot hatch, kind of the original hot hatch.
Right.
And it is just a blast. A little 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder engine, probably the same one that's in the Audi A4, puts out about 220 horsepower and 258 pound feet of torque. Compare that with my 10-year-old Audi A4. It puts out 220 horsepower and 221 foot pounds of torque from a V6.
Yeah.
Anyway, needless to say, this car goes, and it goes really nicely once the turbo spools up. So there's a little bit of lag, but not much. But it's just a blast.
Yeah, the look of it too is the stance of it. It sort of goes wide at the bottom, and looks like it's going to really stick to the road really well.
Yeah, and it does. It's just an absolute ball driving this car. I didn't want to take it back. It felt really weird getting from it into the 4Runner. It was like going, from a speedboat into the Lusitania or something. Which isn't really fair to the 4Runner.
Yeah. But what about a price tag and competition in that segment?
The GTI starts at around $28,000. Now, that's for the 3-door. If you want the 5-door, which is the one that I had and one that I would like to get if I were getting it, the one I had came into just under $40,000, and there's one option package you could put on top of that, which would add leather and things instead of the normal Golf GTI tartan seats. As far as competition goes, the only one I can think of right off the top of my head, I guess the Hyundai Veloster, but also the Ford Fiesta ST, which is probably the closest to the GTI. Very close in price as well. Pretty hard to beat the GTI. What a wonderful little car.
All right, Live 88.5 Car Crasher Jim Bray. You'll find a link for him at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.